All right, joining us now as a panel, we have four experts, and I'll abbreviate their introductions dramatically just to give kind of a very basic introduction. We all know them already from previous experience. At the far end, we have Haley Greer, who is director of the Arc of Texas Master Pooled Trust. Next, we have Mr. John B. Henry III, who is in private practice. He is board certified in both estate planning and probate law and is also a certified elder law attorney. Steve Dale has a private practice in California. He also heads up a pooled trust, has such a depth of knowledge in special needs trust matters. And finally, we have Mr. Peter Wall, who is with TrueLink. He's also practiced and worked with corporate trustees and has just a vast pool of experience speaking and advocating for those with special needs. So I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much, guys.
I'm going to start by saying that the Arc of Texas Master Pool Trust, we just made some amendments, and we actually were told that our trust is approved and does have a precedent. So FYI, they do sometimes tell you. Thank you, Amanda.
So, y'all, we're getting started with this topic, and we will explore, obviously, the Center for Special Needs Trust as a case study. There are other case studies we'll briefly touch on, and then after we go over kind of what has happened with the Center for Special Needs Trust, we'll discuss different pressure points where things could have gone differently, and I will be inserting questions and poking and prodding throughout the process the other experts on the panel, so I look forward to it.
Wonderful. Thanks, John. We're going to start with the history of the Pooled Special Needs Trust by Steve, who's going to go through this really quickly, right?
Absolutely.
All right, buddy.
Oh, yeah. And we have a tremendous amount to cover in a short time, and I was kind of sweating that we wouldn't have enough to cover, and now I'm not sure how we're going to get it done. Also, there is a safe word here. I have a habit of flaming out on this subject. I'm
going to
do my best not to do that, but if you hear the word spinnaker, it means I got to calm down. Anyway, going back to this, history of pool trust, where this all come from, what the hell are these things? And you know, it's funny, I hear people talk about all this stuff about congressional intent when they set this all up, and it didn't really work that way here. In fact, there's a great video on YouTube. If you Googled Marty Ford, Alliance of Pool Trust, she will actually tell you how this all happened. But let's go through this. Where did pool trust come from? They actually first ones came from Chicago. Here of all, one of our members of the Alliance of Pool Trust, and we'll talk about that a bit, actually brought us to our attention that our first pool trust was whatever the date is there. I think it's 1988 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
In the scheme of things, not that long ago, okay? I mean, they're relatively new. And once again, we include a letter on that. Where did this all come from? I don't know about you, because I see a lot of kids in the audience out there, but then there's some of us that aren't kids. Like I see Clyde right up there. I don't think kids.
Hey, Clyde.
Hey, Clyde. Here, I guess probably the grandfather of Texas special needs law. I don't know what you would call that up here. But I remember when I first heard this, I was going, oh, my God, what is this about Ober 93 and that kind of thing? And we might want to remember what was Ober 93 about. And it was about stopping elder law attorneys from throwing folks into what were called Medicaid qualifying trusts and immediately qualifying for Medicaid and going to nursing homes and all the terrible things that all happened. So the goal was to wipe the elder law and special needs practitioner off the face of this planet. They did a terrible job, okay, because every time they try to do that, they just make us stronger. So we all know this. I know when we first went through this, my jaw was open. I couldn't believe this. I was thinking, well, it was a nice gig. We'll move on to something else here. Did it destroy our practice? No, it didn't in any way. So we all know the D4A trust, which, you know, we don't need to go through. But then we get into the D4C trust, right? So when they first worked on this, and once again, Marty gets really deep in the woods about how this actually happened, and we don't have time to get into it now. But the thing came up about, well, what about these pool trusts? Like, they had this pool trust of the Arc of Indiana. And, like, what are we going to do about these pool trusts? So they made a special little rule here, which is the D4C language that at least Haley and I and Peter at this point live and die.